Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Everest Canter Cylinder Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Aisha Shah from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Canter Cylinder Q3 and 9-month FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will initiate the call with the opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you all earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the earnings conference call. I will initiate the call by talking you through the operational and financial performance, after which we will open the forum to have a Q&A session. During the quarter, our performance remained subdued on QoQ basis. This is primarily due to the decrease in demand in CNG industry, which continues to affect our business. Additionally, the negative impact on our performance was intensified by decline in commercial vehicle CNG segment. However, a steady contribution from industrial segment partially offset the decline and supported our performance. On a consolidated basis, the revenue came in at 256 crores in Q3 FY23. EBITDA stood at 14.5 crores with a margin of 5.7%. On a standalone basis, revenue from operations stood at 143.2 in Q3 FY23. EBITDA stood at 12 crores with a margin at 8.4%. PAT stood at around 10.5 crores. On a consolidated performance, was impacted owing to the one-off exception cost at rupees 19.94 crores. This was on account of a penalty levied on CV Industries Holdings, a step-down subsidiary of the company by its customers on account of non-fulfillment of agreement contract. We are contesting with the customer, but in the interest of the long-term business engagement with a large customer, we decided to settle the matter. The CNG segment saw a decline of 61% year-on-year to 45% of revenue at the consolidated level. Additionally, our subsidiary in Dubai, UAE, contributed positively to our consolidated results. We believe the potential of CNG in India remains strong, with the government focused on increasing the use of natural gas in the energy mix. As most of you will be aware, that have taken several measures to promote the use of CNG vehicles. Unfortunately, the reduced prices difference between CNG and other fuels have primarily led to the fall in the usage of CNG vehicles in the fiscal year. We believe this change at the price difference between the CNG and other fuels increase going forward. To conclude, we have witnessed some demand uptake in the CNG segment in Q4. We hope the trend will continue in QoQ to QoQ, and the demand environment will improve starting from Q1 of the fiscal year. We do, however, need to monitor the price difference between the CNG and other fuels, as our key commercial vehicle sales will remain subdued. The customer in this segment is highly sensitive on price differential and will certainly determine their buying decisions. As and when the demand environment improves, we believe we will be positioned to capitalize on the given our leadership position, strong balance sheet, and expanded production capability. Thank you.
Sir, would you like to start the question-and-answer session? Puneet, sir?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question-and-answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press star one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Harshvardhan Kumar from Trustline. Kindly proceed.
Hi, thank you for this opportunity. I would like to know, in the India business, we dropped by another 27% quarter on quarter in terms of our revenue, but I think we were expecting flat sales numbers. So what is the reason for the drop in the domestic sales, and how much is the volume and realization decline for Q3, if any?
Yeah, Sanjeev, can you speak?
Yeah. So, look at our figures. There has been a drop in the CNG segment, which on quarter to quarter also, because of the slowdown in the CNG segment, even the captive business dropped a little, and that affected us. So we can see pickup in the auto sector happening, but still it did not match to what we foresee as a good quarter. So going forward, we believe that this would obviously come back, and we expect the CNG prices also to cool down, and obviously the offtake would obviously pick up thereafter.
Okay, but could you please give me any numbers for the volumes and the realization, please?
No, realization, I mean, we are having normal realizations only as per the last quarter. Only the numbers are false.
Only the volumes have dropped.
Yeah, okay. Volumes have dropped.
All right. And my next...
There's a slight pickup in the auto sector. And but it got offset by a drop in the capture segment. Because both capture and auto sector comprise of CNG.
All right. Okay. And then my next question is, what is the current domestic capacity utilization? In Q2, I believe it was 60%. The domestic
we are continuing at 60% all, in this quarter too.
Okay, all right.
Though we sold lower quantum cylinders, but you know, the manufacturing time somehow is equivalent. So it's the volume is at 60%.
Okay. All right. And also in terms of the mix of industrial and CNG in revenues right now on a standalone basis, could you give me also the split between the CV and PV in the CNG segment after you give me the industrial and CNG split?
Yeah. So industrial and CNG, I mean, just a sec. So CNG was 50%, and this was also 50%. Both are at 50% now in the current quarter volume and pricing. The total value wise, it is 50%.
Okay, okay, all right. And between the CV and PV in the CNG, do you have anything on that?
No, PV we have still, you know, to capture that, because PV was not the area which we had concentrated on, and accordingly PV we are pushing with that, the other OEM, and we believe that going forward we may be able to push for the PV segment also.
Okay. And also in the past, like our promoters have bought from the open market at around the current prices. So, is there any intention of the promoters to buy from the open market now? I anticipate that this would send a very strong signal to the market.
That, I mean, the promoters are on the, they are deciding that, but nothing as yet.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. That will be all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Agrawal from Nareri Investment. Can you proceed?
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, so what is the negligence on the part of the company? regarding this panel, the 19.9 crore, and any more panel to be looked in future, or this is one time?
This is a one time penalty only which has come, and it's still not finalized absolutely. We are still negotiating with them. Yes, since it is in the pipeline, we have made a provision for it.
Okay. And so what is the capacity utilization guideline for the financial year, next financial year? Any view regarding this?
No, as the business grows, I mean, we have enough capacities to, you know, grow. So, you know, well aware that we've done our capacity expansion also.
Okay. Now, so what is the purpose of, we have land acquire during this 6 months, and yeah, land investment of 23.67 crore in books. So what is the purpose?
For land, we had acquired land to set up a project.
So why you show investment as an investment?
No, it's not an investment. It's for a project. We have announced a project where we were going to expand capacity. Currently, since the market scenario is a little subdued, we are going slow with our project.
Okay. And so what is the bifurcation of the other asset, 111 crore? As on 31st September?
I don't have the figures at present, but you could catch up later and I will provide you.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Srivastav from Swan Investment. Can we proceed?
Thank you for taking my question, sir. Sir, I have one question regarding our U.S. business. Sir, last quarter you have seen a good growth in the U.S. business, and you said the trajectory of the revenue will improve from here on. But this quarter there has been sharp drop. Has it because of some, we have lost some recurring business because of the penalty which has been imposed, or can you throw some light on that regard, please?
No, the penalty is not going to reduce our business, because that's the way we have settled the last customer, so that they continue with the business. So I believe that the business would continue the way it is. Yes, obviously, in one of the quarters, they had done some old outstanding orders which got executed. And since it's a project-based environment, the orders being completed on an appropriate date only can be invoiced. So obviously, you know, there is a little variation in the way it works.
Okay, so what kind of trajectory you are seeing for the U.S. business in the near term, in next few quarters?
They are doing well, and they would obviously be at least doing up what they've done in the last quarter.
Okay, and are you seeing some kind of decent growth from that business, or it will be around a flattish trajectory?
It will be flattish.
Sir, my second question is regarding, you know, the margins in both US and UAE business has been, you know, too much volatile. So this quarter we have seen some improvement in the UAE business, and US business has gone, you know, there is a drop. So can you give some guidance in terms of what is the margin we would like to have in both the businesses? Will it be similar to the lines of the India business that you aspire for? And if yes, by when do you see, you know, margins would be in that trajectory?
So margins would always come back once our sales improve. So, I mean, going by the comparison between the US and Dubai entity vis-a-vis India entity, I mean, India, in the past also and present also, has been doing better than the others. But obviously, yes, they would also try and catch up with us in terms of profits and EBITDA.
Okay. Any timeline you are targeting that, you know, some restructuring program you are doing internally so that in next 1 year or so, we would be somewhere near to the Indian business margin levels in the market?
The markets where they sell are a little different. So, I mean, we can't really say that they would be able to, you know, have similar margins than us. But obviously, their margin would be a little lower than ours.
Okay, okay. Sir, my next question is a little bit about bookkeeping side. And, you know, I want to know what is the total debt on the books by December 2023 bifurcated into short-term and long-term debt.
Okay. Okay, can I just give it in the next 5 minutes? Can I?
Sure, sure, sir.
Yeah.
No problem, no problem, no problem.
Oh.
And sir, my last question is regarding what kind of, are you seeing some improvement in, you know, the CNG of late as the prices have more or, they are on the elevated levels, but they have more or less stabilized. So, is there some improvement you are seeing of late and which segment specifically?
On the debt part, I'll just answer. So, on the debt part, it's 114 crores and all is short term. Overall, of control basis.
Okay, okay. Great, sir.
Can you repeat the last question? Is that?
Are you seeing some improvement in the auto CNG space as the CNG prices, although they are on the elevated level, but more or less have stabilized? So, is there some improvement you are seeing and which segment you are seeing the improvement?
Yes, we are seeing improvement.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Harsh Saraswat from Investor. Kindly proceed.
Hi, good afternoon. I have a few questions. Can you little bit reiterate on the natural gas prices which have fallen? As a trend, what you see happening going forward? Can we see the CNG prices going back to where they were 1 year ago?
So, you know, the government has issued a new recommendation from the committee to keep the gas prices in the range of, $4 to $6 from the old fields. If that happens, definitely there will be a, you know, correction in the price. So, but internationally, you know, the situation of gas prices, you know, they have been increasing. So, they're definitely looking like there will be some kind of correction happening in probably, you will see it in March or April, there will be some correction on the downward trend to the gas prices.
Okay, so can we, by that, can we go with the fact that Q3 would be our worst quarter and from next quarter we should see some improvement in revenue and margins?
If the gas price is correct, there will be an immediate response from the customer
on the gas offtake, from the offtake of CNG from all over. So definitely there will be an impact.
Got it. And on the government part, has the government's aggression reduced in the CGD as a segment due to the rise in the prices?
No.
Has the government aggression
at the moment reduced? Also, at the moment, the CG sector investment still continues. Even though, you know, the gas prices are high, there is still the huge population which is growing every time. So the PV vehicle population may not be growing at that level, but it is definitely growing every month. So there is a huge vehicle population coming into the market still of CNG, and so there is a drive, and all the gas companies continue to invest because the vehicle populations keep coming in. So it's, of course, they haven't, the plan is not moving as fast as they would desire it, but it's moving, you know. So because now the CNG infrastructure has been put, the industry has been set. So definitely now it's before, in the past there was not so convenient to get gas. Now with almost 4,000 CNG stations in India, the availability of gas infrastructure nationwide spread is very convenient. So there is an industry which is now, you know, there is a momentum that is set. So even at these prices, you are seeing that the industry still continues. It is not something that is just, you know, is not preferred anymore. So there is a market for this because the product is still, quite well priced. The CNG vehicle is quite well priced. Only thing is, for a commercial vehicle, because commercials are mainly dependent on diesel prices, and diesel is the one that is very close to CNG, so that is really not becoming a motivator. But as for petrol is concerned, gasoline vehicles, they still have some preference, and some customers are still, and of course, like if you have an auto rickshaw, there the regulatory framework is considering. So there only CNG auto rickshaws are applying. So there there's a continuous flow of, vehicles. But so you will see that as the prices get corrected, the difference between the diesel and CNG becomes even at 10, 20, 15%. Then immediately you'll see a rush of, people interested for CNG vehicles.
Got it. And on the raw material side, I wanted to understand how are things panning out? How do you see going forward? Will margins come back,
Raw material front means, I'm not able to understand. What do you mean?
So on the raw material side, we have seen our material costs have gone up considerably in this quarter. Margins have come down. How do we see going it forward?
So I think it's mainly due to
gross margin, basically.
Sanjeev, can you put any light on this?
Yeah. So actually, we have some inventories which would get consumed, and maybe going forward, we'll have, when it averages out with the current pricing, it'll even out. So it will have better margins going forward.
Okay. So the lower cost inventory would be coming in next quarter.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshvardhan from Crossline PMS. Kindly proceed.
So without CNG coming back, what kind of top line can we expect at full utilization of our domestic capacity and at current utilization?
We don't really want to give a prediction here because, the way business has moved. But yeah, obviously, if we have an improved quarter, it will add to the top line.
Okay.
And also, now what's happened is that, with all our greenfield projects completed, you can estimate that definitely there's definitely going to be a better situation than we've seen in the past also.
Okay, and just to confirm, what was the CNG contribution for Q3 FY23?
Yeah, I
gave a number, right?
50-50.
So, is that the same for the consolidated entity as well?
No, consolidated we really can't count because the consolidated has a project business. So, if I add the volume, it dilutes the understanding.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishit Shah from Equitas Investment. Kindly proceed.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, I would like to understand how do we see the casted market going forward? Since recently what we are seeing is a correction in spot natural gas prices.
Please, sir, can you take the question?
Yeah, this is regarding the natural gas prices, right?
Right, sir.
Yes.
So, again, natural gas prices, are dependent a lot on government policy. So, government has announced some incentives for CGD sector, to cap the prices between $4 to $6 from gas to be available from the old fields. But, of course, the major thing is the global scenario seems to be that the gas prices are cooling off. So, we'll see some kind of correction will definitely happen in the coming months. We'll definitely see that.
Sir, I wanted to understand, so how is the cascade demand right now? And are we seeing increase in demand for cascades?
No, the cascade, see, what is happening is there is a demand, but it is not like the projects have, of course, slowed down.
Yes,
but there is a demand. There is a continuity of the business, but only thing is there is a slowdown because again the gas companies are also expanding, but not at that pace that they were expanding previously.
Yes. So there is no change on that front as of now, right?
Yes.
No. Look forward to improvement, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
They will definitely, you know, as soon as some announcement on the prices, you know, gas prices comes, then the gas companies know that this is at least a long term. So at least they have a vision that in the next 1 year, there will be no change in the price, and there is a gap between the diesel and CNG. So their investments become a little bit more, you know, they are more motivated to make those investments. They are making investments, but definitely they are a little bit pulling back because they don't want to make too much investment today because of the situation. But like I said, the ball is rolling. The CNG business is for real. There is a vehicle population that is being rolled out every month. So they cannot stop putting infrastructure because the existing vehicles are on CNG and the new vehicles are being rolled out. So, you know, there is a continuous need. Even at a little bit higher price, the gas companies cannot stop laying down the infrastructure.
Yeah. Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, kindly press star 1. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Punita, can you go through the closing comments?
Yeah, sure, sir. Thank you. Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investment relation team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Everest Candu Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.